NPR Broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue to order today, April 27th, 2021. And we will start out by calling the roll. Danita.
Senator Findley.
Senator Findley, present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist, present by audio.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Present by video. Okay, committee members, this should be a pretty quick session today. We have three work sessions scheduled on our schedule today. So I will start by opening a work session on House Bill 2458.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Chris Allenack, Legislative Revenue Office. House Bill 2458 is the revisor's bill. You have the proper paperwork and there is no revenue impact and no fiscal impact.
Okay, and we're all familiar with the revisor's bill. Does anybody have any questions? Senator Findley, are you familiar with how that works? Good. Okay, Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2458 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist moves House Bill 2458 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, Danita, could you call the roll?
Senator Findley?
You're on mute, Senator Findley.
Yes, I am. I vote aye. Thank you.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Wagner?
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist?
Boquist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Votes aye. So we're trying to compete for the shortest carry in the 2021 legislative session. So in that spirit, I would like to assign this bill to Senator Boquist.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2458 and open a work session on House Bill 2507.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, House Bill 2507 would decouple the Oregon Telephone Assistance Program, known as OTAP, from funding offered by the Federal Communications Commission. The federal program is seeing some changes, and this would essentially allow the OTAP to continue assisting low-income telephone customers with their wireline bills.
Okay, Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2507 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2507 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, Danita, please call the roll.
Senator Findley.
Senator Findley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Vice Chair Boquist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. And our technical expert on the committee, Senator Riley, will carry this. Are you agreeable with that, Senator Riley?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2507. Open a work session on House Bill 2693.
Madam Chair Burdick, members of the committee, this is Jane McGovern for the Legislative Revenue Office. House Bill 2693 would allow an exception to a property tax exemption program for apprenticeship property to essentially allow short-term usage by a nonprofit corporation for charitable purposes without violating the property tax exemption provisions, and we expect no revenue impact, and there's a minimal fiscal impact.
Thank you. Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 2693 to the floor, and then I'll speak briefly to the motion.
Okay, Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2693 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion, Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The intent of House Bill 2693, of course, is to allow our apprenticeship programs to participate in food in areas of the community, as we've noted before. And of course, it is a property tax exemption. I don't believe the intent has anything to do with other portions of the Internal Revenue Code. And I would encourage the individual entities to take advantage of this to stick with the intent, which is to work within the community and participate in community activities. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Boquist. Is there any other discussion? Okay, Donita, please call the roll.
Senator Findley?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I was trying to raise my hand beforehand. I have a concern with this bill, and it's along with Senator Boquist's conversation.
Okay, please, please discuss it.
Thank you. Madam Chair, thank you. I think what this local is, the apprenticeship training site is trying to do, is very admirable and should be absolutely be allowed. I think it's the right thing to do with community support. However, I have concern with a blanket. You can lease it out for short-term stuff. I would, because I think it could easily fall into areas that would be contrary to the property tax exemption, should they allow the overriding issue to become 7 to 10 days of a campaign headquarters or a rallying headquarters or lobbying headquarters or some other means to support partisan activities, which would be absolutely not allowed under the property tax exemption. I think there should be an amendment to this, is only for nonprofit community events and not partisan campaigning issues. So it just gives me pause when you look at this. If the sponsoring organization that sponsors the apprenticeship program were to come in and say, well, the last 10 days of October, we're going to have rallying points on this because we can rent the property for short terms, and it would be a violation of the tax exempt status. And I just would like to put a sideboard or two on this measure.
Jamie, do you have any response to that? I think that's a legitimate concern.
Madam Chair Burdick, members of the committee, we have looked into the provisions for the nonprofits, and there are several different types of nonprofits, and some nonprofits are completely restricted from any sort of campaign participation, and other nonprofits have a limited participation. I think that number is 20%, and I'm not certain on that. But the language for allowing nonprofits would currently allow both of these types of nonprofits. So further refinements, I suppose, could be made in an amendment to specify what type of organizations, or limit the type of organizations that the members would like to see for usage of purposes of this bill. So that there could be further refinements, but nonprofits that are currently described have some limitations.
Okay, Senator Boquist.
Yes, ma'am. I believe I'm happy to withdraw the motion. I believe Legislative Council, Tax Council, quite specifically, thinks that it could easily have an amendment made to it that would ensure that the issue that Senator Findley raised would not happen.
Okay. I think we'll go, if you're willing to withdraw your motion, I think we'll hold this one over.
Madam Chair, I respectfully withdraw my motion in light of the issue raised by Senator Findley, and would be happy to work on the tweak with Legislative Council and staff to ensure we get this back out on the street to help those nonprofit areas that ought to be helped.
Okay. Thank you for your attention, Senator Findley. And without objection, the motion is withdrawn. And that completes our work. Chris, do we have any other business that we need to take care of?
No, Madam Chair, it was just those three bills.
Okay, thank you, committee. Very well done, and we are adjourned.
Thank you, Madam Chair.